Welcome you back here at the half. Our halftime show presented by Surf Taco. Surf Taco, good food, good people, and good vibe. Matt Harmon and Josh Newman from the Asbury Park Press sitting here courtside at Quinnipiac in the TD Sports Center. Monmouth with a 31-29 advantage over Quinnipiac. And Josh, certainly this game a very different feel than when these teams played 12 days ago.
Yeah, I feel like when they played 12 days ago, Quinnipiac came out. They were the aggressor right away. They were the ones setting the tempo, being physical. And I feel like tonight, Monmouth kind of learned their lesson. They were the ones being physical. They were the ones controlling the tempo. And they were the ones who jumped out to a pretty big lead there for a lot of the first half.
Neither team shooting the ball overly consistent, which has kind of had a frantic feel to this game anyway. 12 of 31 for Monmouth, 12 of 32 is Quinnipiac. And I think at least a style like that maybe favors Monmouth a little bit. You know, the trick is here, Josh, I think, is whether or not they can duplicate what they did in the first half here for another 20 minutes.
And, you know, you're absolutely right. You know, after that first game, you know, King Rice, a few of the players, and even yesterday, you know, I stopped by a practice. They were commenting on how they have not seen a team as physical before or since Quinnipiac. So, again, they did a really nice job matching Quinnipiac's, the rebounding and the physicality there in the first half. If they're going to win this game, they're going to need to do, you know, that again for another 20 minutes. And if they do that, that's not something that they've been able to do, be that physical for an entire game yet this season.
Dominated in the first time these two teams played, especially on the glass. Monmouth at one point going into the after four media timeout led 17-16. They were plus one in rebounding. They go into the half, however, down five. So those last few minutes, Quinnipiac started to kind of impose their will a little bit and do, quite honestly, what Quinnipiac does, and that is bang on the glass.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, they're sending all five guys to the boards, and over the last, you know, 4 or 5 minutes, they were getting second opportunities, third opportunities. They have 11 points off those second opportunities. You got to keep Quinnipiac off the glass. They're the second best rebounding team in the nation. They're the best offensive rebounding team in the nation. They lead the country in rebounding margin. You have to keep Quinnipiac off the glass. They're sending all five guys to the glass. King, you know, and King Rice knows it. Got to keep them off the glass.
You know, the one thing for Monmouth that we saw in the substitution pattern a little bit, I felt like when the two bigs were on the floor at the same time in Tillman and Brady, Monmouth kind of controlled things a little bit more. And then if MU went back to just one of them on the floor, that's when Quinnipiac started to have a little bit more success.
You're right. And when they had both big guys on the floor, they were going 2-3 zone with Tillman in the middle and Brady on one end. And they were daring Quinnipiac to shoot threes. Quinnipiac does not shoot well from outside. The zone is, you know, they're really, really working there in the first half. But, you know, they're trying to switch it up. You know, King Rice likes to mix and match. He goes eight or nine deep. He's switching man, zone to man. But, you know, zone, that's what's really been working tonight. I think I'd like to see a little bit more of that zone tonight.
It's a Quinnipiac team that over the course of the last few games kind of showing maybe how much of a player in this league they will be, with wins over Iona, wins over Manhattan, albeit both here at home, and then kind of a head-scratcher, a loss at St. Peter's against the Peacock team that certainly can compete and compete hard with John Dunn as their head coach. But I would imagine that this one for the Bobcats, one that they're probably saying, hey, we got to make sure we get back to where we were a couple games ago. We don't want to let another one of these maybe slip through our fingers a little bit.
Yeah, and that's a good point. If you're Quinnipiac with a young team like Monmouth coming in here, a team that you've already beaten by 17 points, if you're Quinnipiac, this is a game that you're supposed to win. These are the type of games that you want to win, that you're supposed to win. As you said, they've beaten Iona, they've beaten Manhattan, they kind of slipped up against St. Peter's. If you're Quinnipiac, an older team, if you think you're a player in the MAC, you're coming out here in the second half and you're taking care of business against a young Monmouth team.
And kind of an interesting little part of the schedule right now for Monmouth. You know, playing Quinnipiac for the second time in a short amount of time, coming back with Canisius on Sunday back at home. So, you know, you need, I think, you'd love to say, okay, we're going to win all of them. I don't know if that's realistic at this point, but I think you can't go 0-3, and it's got to start maybe with tonight when you think back to already having a loss. You know, you already dropped one to Canisius. So one of these two games, you got to feel like Monmouth is going to win. Because if you don't, then all of a sudden you're 2-6 and you're starting to look all the way up the MAC standings at everybody else.
Yeah, if they lose all three, they're 2-7. You got to keep in mind they still have to play Iona twice. They have to have another game against Manhattan. So, you know, I think we're all learning pretty quickly that the MAC is not the NEC in terms of, you know, okay, there's one tough MAC game and then there's another tough one right around the corner. There really are no nights off, and the depth of this conference is just outstanding. You know, it would really help if Monmouth were to get one of these next two to not sit there at 2-7 in the conference.
Josh, always good to see you. Thanks for swinging by, giving us a couple minutes. You can read Josh's story about this one tomorrow in the paper, and I would imagine get it even earlier tonight online at app.com on the Hawks Nest blog.
Thank you, Matt. I appreciate it.
That is Josh Newman. Monmouth leading this one right now at the break, 31-29. When we come back, we'll pop around some scores for you and get you set for second half action. All right, after this quick timeout, you're listening to Hawks Basketball on the Shore Sports Network.